Hey, give me 10 seconds to finish this. Hold on. From... Okay. All right. I had to send a note off to Todd. Okay. Here we are back again, and it's Wednesday already. Just amazing. The situation out there is not getting better when you look at the entire overview of the vaxxed. If the paramedic calls, fire department, emergency medical calls are any indication, there is an increase in the number of people who are becoming seriously ill to the extent that they have to call 911. And this is, I suspect, going on all over. I've heard a few sirens here. The people who have been injected are still getting injected. That's kind of the big story I want to start with. And when you think about it, after all this time, you, and I know you all who listen regularly, would assume that many people have figured out that these shots are not good and they would stop getting them. But that's not the case. Are you there, partner? How are you doing?
I'm here, Jeff. Good evening.
What did we learn today, Erica?
No, I'm still really trying to process it. It's rather disappointing. Well, we learned that there doesn't seem to be any
diminution.
Yeah, of the enthusiasm for these injections.
People are still rolling their sleeves up.
Yeah, in fairly high numbers.
Yes, I called. We played Let's Call the Pharmacy today. And so we called Rite Aid and asked what the volume was. I said, I need to get in there for a booster. How busy are you? That kind of stuff. And then I asked, well, about how many shots a day are you giving? And it's the same as I was told a couple months ago. Well, it's around 50 a day. So we called another CVS pharmacy. Is that who we called? CVS?
No, I think it was Walgreens.
Walgreens, that's right. I knew one of them. Anyway, we called the Walgreens.
In another area. Another area
of the country. And what did they say? This is like a couple thousand miles away.
It was nearly an identical
right.
response.
Right.
But I would say with the second one, there was some enthusiasm on the part of the pharmacist or pharmacist assistant, whoever answered, which I don't know. I think they are still being financially rewarded for pushing these things. I wouldn't say pushing
sure
them, but you know,
of course
giving them
there's money there. There was needles. Yep.
I definitely detected some enthusiasm, and at first there was a misunderstanding that the latest booster isn't out yet. And I presume from that, what they're referring to is the one that would cover the Arcturus?
Yeah,
variant.
I don't know. We don't know what they're doing. We don't know. The woman said, she mispronounced bivalent. I forget what she said, that she mispronounced it, which is always a confidence builder when they can't pronounce bivalent. Anyway, she said, you want the old one. What do you mean the old one? Is there a new one? Yes, there's a new one coming out. Well, when's it coming out? Well, I don't know, but there's a new one coming. And the bivalent is the, or bivalent, I forget what she said. Something silly. That's the old one. That's the old one. Okay. And a story today going up momentarily in headlines. U.S. is spending $5 billion to speed up development of new COVID vaccines. Now, what, pray tell, would that be? It would be a replacement for the bivalent booster. So they're actually going to do it. They're going to keep cranking these things out. We are sinking into a milieu of a culture that is literally being determined by injections, microbes, incredibly evil bioweapons, all manner of things. This is the new age now. Remember Jack
Lane? Well, it's a business model.
That's all gone.
They're heavily invested in this as you know, going forward as a way of life. They will continue to release various pathogens.
You mean a way of death, is what you mean.
Well, yeah. God, and the fact that 2 years into this, and there's so many injured people, crippled people, dead people.
Right.
People are not connecting the dots, and they're still going for these things, not realizing that they are the culprit in their physical degeneration, mental degeneration.
These people are lining up, literally committing suicide. They don't know it. They won't admit it, even if you're going to confront them about it, that you might be right. They believe, because they've taken two or three shots, what's another two or three shots? I'm fine. No, you're not fine. And the 9/11 calls show that. And those of you who listen and monitor your local 9/11 EMT calls, let us know what you're noticing. If you're seeing an increase, we'd like to know. Just drop an email. Okay, so that's the game. Across the country, virtually, with pharmacies reporting the same basic issue. Around 50 a day coming in to get their bivalent boosters. And the new one, whenever it arrives, they'll jump on that one too, I'm sure. So here we go. Just a little quick rundown of some of the headlines. Spike antigen found in the blood of adolescents, i.e. children, who developed post-mRNA vax-induced myocarditis. What's that mean? Spike antigen found in the blood of myocarditis victims who were children.
Well, that's another way of saying the spike protein. The antigen is a protein.
Yes.
But what that means, that study came out, I think, a month or so ago. I remember first hearing about it. And it was determined that this free-floating spike was causing damage because their bodies had not been capable of neutralizing all of it before it circulated around the body and did its damage. So I think in some of these young people, because they're such prolific producers of proteins, I mean, you know, they're in a growth phase, so they're very good at synthesizing proteins. And in this case, they've been transfected with foreign genes, so they're going to produce that protein, and they're producing it, overproducing it, and just exceeding the ability of the immune system to neutralize it.
What immune system?
Well, it's completely deranged now.
Okay, so the U.S. is spending $5 billion to speed up development of a new COVID vaccine. Well, that in all likelihood will take the form of an updated booster. It won't be a series of shots, I wouldn't think. It'll just be another bivalent booster, but bigger and better. Media hiding the tracking of unvaxxed Americans. It's another headline for you. These stories are up there, so read them. Media is hiding the tracking of unvaxxed Americans. Fertility slaughter. Top OBGYN slams Pfizer's deadly plot against babies and women. Nice to see that. All true. COVID, a repeat offender. Time to shut down the FDA. So someone's calling for that. Former director of National Intelligence admits that Fauci lied about gain-of-function research. And I added, and absolutely nothing will be done about it. Some Americans should not get another COVID-19 vaccine shot, says the FDA. Someone must have flipped out there. Anyway, there's more stories, lots more. 104 I'm just posting now, or they're up. So have at it. Just read the headlines if you do nothing else, and you'll come away with a reasonably competent understanding of the general catastrophe as it's unfolding today. It's not good. I wish I had good news. We do our best. Now, Peter Bregan is at home recovering. He was very sick. He was in the hospital. I think most of you remember that. I had a note from Ginger. Was it two? I guess it was Monday. I think I got it Monday, didn't it? Was it Monday? Anyway.
I think it was last week, actually. Was it?
I don't know.
Sometime in the last week.
Maybe. Anyhow. So Peter's home. The Bregans, of course. Peter's 85, 86 years old, doing his damnedest to expose this horror to as many humans as still care and have ears to hear and brains in which to process what they hear. He is a real hero of our time. Now, I think many of you know that Dr. Robert Malone has sued Peter and Ginger Bregan for $25 million. Million. The suit wasn't filed and served until, I guess, quite recently. Am I right on that?
Yes, I think he was recently served, and that, people have speculated, might have precipitated his illness.
Of course.
Yeah.
Yep, stress. George Webb. Some of you remember George from his regular visits on the program here. He is a very diligent, often fierce, investigative journalist who does very good work and is still putting out his videos. He has been championing the Bregans and their fight against Dr. Malone. George does not think much of Malone. And he put out another video today, George Webb, which is interesting to listen to. So we're going to play that. It's about 8 or 9 minutes, and I want you to pay attention. George marches to his own drummer on some things, but his research is often awesome. So here's George Webb and his latest. I want you to hear this. Okay, here we go. Nice. Bye. Here we go.
Okay. Hello, everyone. George Webb and FBI database, FBI data, FBI biomarker program, FBI DNA database lookup, FBI biomarkers. All those things, I think we proved irrefutably that that's Bob Malone's program with Daryl Rickey. And so I don't know why people say I'm making things up. It's his presentation. It's their purchase orders, $10 billion on this project over 20 years. If you look at every step along the way in Bob Malone's career, it's all about the FBI database, DNA database, or the FBI biomarker program. Everything. Go back to Curacell with the adenovirus. That was to get the payload into the cell. Go back to Indira Verma when they watered down the HIV cassette from 100% genome down to 10% genome to do the reverse transcriptase writing into the DNA. It's his whole career has been this biomarker program. I don't know why people can't see it. I don't know why people can't see the state sponsorship. I don't know when Dr. Bregan basically calls Peter Bregan calls Malone a quack. He's right. If you look at his whole history, he didn't get his MD, and it was a mail-away MD, until 2016, and there is his wife, the real PhD in biochem, getting the medical degree right alongside in a commuter course, in a telecommunications course.
Now, that's the first I've ever heard of that. We all thought that Dr. Malone and I guess his wife, Jill, had medical degrees from formally attending a medical university like Harvard. Well, they got their degrees from Harvard, but as you just heard, they were some kind of correspondence course.
How about that?
I don't even know what the hell that would be. How can that be?
That's a good question.
All right, so that's where they got their, allegedly, according to George's research, they both got their medical doctor degrees from Harvard in a correspondence sort of format, a remote degree acquisition.
Mm-hmm.
I've never heard of anything like that in my life. That's a whopper. All right. Anything you want to add to this?
No, no. Keep rolling.
Oh, come on. Say something. All right, here we go.
So, of course, he didn't have mRNA even on his resume until the summer of 2021. Why? Because they were working on this, the DNA plasmid. The DNA plasmid is the Johnson & Johnson. It was Curacell. That's why Bob Malone was at Curacell. That's why he had the fallout with Indira Verma. Indira Verma said, this guy doesn't know what he's doing. They put him on an independent team, and he flunked out. So, at Salk. So, you know, they can try to rewrite the history. However, the proof is in the pudding, right in Daryl Rickey's presentation. It's an FBI biomarker, DNA biomarker database using the adenovirus vector, period. That's the Johnson & Johnson. That was the Operation Warp Speed. That was the plan. Everything else was gravy. All the mRNA was testing was gravy. All the other stuff was great. And go back all the way. It's interesting what Bob Malone throws at me. All the FBI knockdowns of me.
We should mention that there is a lawsuit involved here. And if Dr. Bob Malone, if you'd like to come on the program here equal time, you're more than welcome. So just keep that in mind. Who's suing whom here, just for our listeners?
I believe George Webb is now suing Dr. Robert Malone.
I believe that
for making threats. Yes.
Yeah. All right. Okay. Here we go.
To the going to Piketon, Ohio, where I believe they're doing plutonium poisoning by accident. My partner said it was on purpose. Remember, the U.S. government admitted to putting plutonium into prisoners to experiment with biomarkers. We had gone to the prison there. We went to the Ukrainian lab there, the crazy Ukrainian lab there in Piketon. That's what Bob Malone throws in my face again. Donnie O'Sullivan again, thrown in my face, right? Again, we said live exercise in China before they did a live exercise in the United States. Why? To biomarker everybody. We had the State Department. We had the top level of NATO, top level of NATO intelligence. All the metadata is there. Of course they throw the Donnie O'Sullivan thing at us again. And now, here, 3 years later, when the biomarker program is uncovered yet again, of course they throw all that old DNC crap back at us. So I feel a strange, bittersweet, you know, like I did it, solved the puzzle, but no one knows. But that's okay. If people want to give the DNC a whole bunch of money from remdesivir widows or from shot bears injuries, give it to Steve Kirsch, $20 million donor to the DNC.
I got to stop it on that one. Steve Kirsch, a $20 million donor to the Democrat National Committee. That's a stunner.
It sure is.
I never would have projected that. What does that mean? I do remember, Erica saw it too, the original program, the Black Knight, was it? Is that what it is? The Black Knight?
Dark Horse.
Dark Horse.
Dark Horse podcast with Brett Weinstein.
Brett Weinstein. And the guests, the two guests on there, and I happened to see this, were Dr. Robert Malone and Steve Kirsch.
And that was their debut.
That was literally their launch. Okay, they were both launched on the same program, the same platform at the same time. And they have both gone on to accrue very wide-ranging reputations. And now we have a report from George Webb, who is, again, a superb researcher, that Steve Kirsch donated. I'm not saying he pulled it out of his pocket. However he corralled that money, I don't know. $20 million to the Communist Democrat National Committee. So Steve Kirsch is hailed by a hero by many, many people, and yet he's giving $20 million to a group I would call Bolshevik communists.
Yeah.
That's me talking. And that's a stunner. But it doesn't really surprise me, because when I saw that program, The Dark Horse, or whatever it is, I just had this feeling I was being shown two players who were just being launched right then and
there. Yeah, it did. It felt staged.
I was correct. It was, oh, yes, yeah. Thank you. Perfect word. And and I'm sure others felt the same. We all who saw that for what it was, you got to see the launch of two of the bigger players of the most horrible thing of our recorded history. I'm not saying anything bad about either one of them. I'm just saying they're players, and they are. They're big pieces on the big board. All right. $20 million to the Communist Democrat National Committee. Incredible.
Hey, knock your lights out. I hope you give away your whole family fortune. Give away your husband's farm or his ranch that he worked his whole life to get before he died of remdesivir. You don't want anybody fighting for the remdesivir widows? Give them all your money. Go to all the conferences. RFK Jr., shame on you for standing on the same stage as Bob Malone. Kirsch, shame on you. You're pummeling in the street an 85-year-old couple. And Peter Bregan you're watching a street beating right now with Peter Bregan, an 85-year-old guy who's done nothing other than stop these wretched excesses of science with lobotomy, shock treatment, all the psychotropic drugs, Paxil and all those things. Everything. His whole career. And now they're all cheering on the street beating that Bob Malone's giving the Bregans in the middle of the street. I don't want to be on that team. I don't want team unity with that team. I want to be as far away from that team as possible, and I never want to be associated with that team ever. If this is infighting, good. We had a kid who, was a retarded kid, and he was about 32. He always hung around our high school. He had his bike. He just liked to be around all the sports. Hung around the football team in the stadium a lot, basketball team. A lot of people made fun of him and stuff. It was just kind of a thing, and I just thought, never felt good about it. But one day they took his bicycle, and I said, okay, that's it. This is the hill to die on. Right? I'm not going to, this is the only thing that guy's got. Right? And so this reminds me of that situation where no one will stand up for the Bregans. They're obviously very learned PhDs who are real scientists, not, Harvard 2016, champion. Champion. Correspondence course champions. Jill couldn't help you on that, Bob? Anyway. They're not they're real scientists, but it's the hill to die on. I don't care if it's the whole football team that's going to beat me up. They're not going to take this kid's bike. He's all by himself. He can't defend himself. I'm going to be the guy who stands for that guy, right? I'm not going to be the guy who turns my back and just cheers on while they beat the retarded kid silly. And I don't think you should either. I don't think anybody should be a part of that. Anybody who stands on a stage with him is a disgrace. It should be shamed until they come out and openly disclaim him. And come out at the same time and say FBI track and trace isn't good. Contrived mass formation psychosis events aren't good to get people to do the shot. In South Africa here, there's only 25% compliance. Something this wicked this way comes. By the pricking of my thumbs here in South Africa, something wicked this way comes. There's going to be another breakout. I think it's going to be Malawi. I think it's going to be Congo Crimea hemorrhagic fever or a variant thereof, a scary fever to try to get. And now they've got they're building the infrastructure for the vaccine production. But
are they going to try and use the same mRNA COVID vax to deal with some kind of a hemorrhagic fever? Would they try that?
Oh, you can bet on it. Yes, they're all going in that direction.
That's a whopper. So don't be surprised, dear friends, if that's exactly what happens.
If no one else ever figures it out. I know I figured it out, and I know Task Force was right. Go back to 2016 when I'm heading to Piketon, and I think it's all about plutonium blood poisoning.
That may be what they're spending part of the announced $5 billion on a new, quote, new COVID vaccine for something that'll openly and in a public relations sense be marketed as taking care of hemorrhagic viruses. I wouldn't be surprised. Maybe that's the new one. I don't know.
And I'm on the plutonium blood poisoning, and I'm going to go visit with all these people who have been plutonium blood poisoned. And task force from California saying, no, this is biomarking and worse. FBI. The thing that Jane Ruby got wrong is he's not CIA. Task force was right. They were going to take the CIA technology from overseas in Afghanistan and bring it to the United States domestically to the FBI for tag and trace. Domestically. That's the part she got wrong. But for the most part, she's right. Intelligence connections. That's why Bob Malone's partner is Galloway, is Daryl Galloway, CIA guy. That's why there's a CIA-FBI connection, is to bring it from overseas to here. Look at the POs, $10 billion in POs, folks. I published all the POs. I published everything. I've got more receipts, than McDonald's on a busy day. I don't really care to prove anything anymore. I know I'm right. I know I'm probably going to take that to my grave. But I don't care. They can send out another FBI assassin with Ken Hale. I don't care. I was right. You had your chance. If you don't look at the actual evidence and you just believe an FBI mouthpiece, look at the state sponsorship this guy gets. Incredible state sponsorship everywhere it goes. Look, he's FBI frontman, spokesman for the FBI biomarker program, the DNA marker program. The juice is Rickey. Rickey's the juice at the Leidos Lincoln Lab. It's $10 billion. And they farm it out to different contractors.
Okay. George Webb, and again, Dr. Malone, you're more than welcome to come on the program, equal time, anytime, just let me know. I remember the Joe Rogan interview with Malone. That was the big breakout, I guess, the biggest breakout. Of course, before that, we had there were two or maybe three of those very high-budget documentaries about Dr. Robert Malone.
I think those came a little later.
Did they come afterward?
Joe Rogan was in very early January 2022. And then these...
Hard to know.
Yeah,
the
films, full-length feature films.
High production values. A lot of money. Yeah.
There were a couple of them, I think, throughout last year, putting him in a very good light.
I remember the one that was done in southern Spain somewhere, in horse country.
Oh, yeah.
And it
yeah.
showed him out in the middle of nowhere, walking alone.
Pensively.
A deserted dirt road wrapped up in conversation with the universe. it was something. And I know production, and I'm sure many of you saw that or saw parts of it. A lot of money. And George talks about state sponsorship. Yeah. Wherever these people go, they get the red carpet.
No, it's obvious. Obvious.
Yeah. So what George is trying to do, and he has his own views on things, is lay it out there, and you can hear almost a resignation in his voice. Whatever happens is going to happen. And that's it. So he knows he's gone head-to-head with someone, pardon me, on the Rogan program who bragged openly and at some length about his deep state connections and his intel connections. I'm paraphrasing, but that's what he was saying, how his friends at the deepest, darkest area. He knew, in other words, he said, I know all these people. They're my friends, colleagues, whatever. And it was quite an interesting interview in terms of what was disclosed and how he described himself. It was interesting. So anyway, we're both from Santa Barbara, but don't hold that against either one of us. Bob, you're welcome on the program. Seriously. Okay. So there's George Webb, and we hope George stays safe and healthy. He's done a lot of very good things for a very long time. And
Well, and kudos to him for really standing up for the Bregans.
The end game was a herding you.
Sorry. Say that again, Erica.
Kudos to George for really stepping up for the Bregans. Because, you know, they don't deserve this.
No. Peter was on the program here. Let's see, when I last had him on. It was just before he got sick. There it is. March 8th. And I think there's another one after that. Anyway, I need to write to Ginger again and see how they're doing. He's welcome on here as soon as he feels good enough to get up and at him. So the last time he was on, and I don't think it was back in March, but maybe it was March.
I think it was March, yeah.
Anyway, it was March. It was March 8th, so about 5 weeks ago. And he did sound, remember, he sounded tired.
He did sound tired, yes.
And he has every right to at 85 and the wars he's fought for so many of us for so long. But he did sound fatigued. And I think this whole lawsuit thing just wore him, and it would wear anybody down.
Yes.
It's really, honestly, a despicable thing to do. I don't care who did it.
Oh, it's pathetic.
Why? It's just good people of good heart, good conscience, don't do those kinds of things. Not in my world.
Well, yeah, you know, what are you hiding? You know, what do you think you're going to achieve by doing that?
Well, you drive
I think it's backfiring.
Drive someone to having a heart attack, drive someone to get shed upon, and your immune system is battered because you're emotionally being beaten up, and you get sick, and you have to go in the hospital. Where's the honor in that? It's not a hero.
No, there isn't any. There isn't any.
No. Okay, so we'll have Peter back on as soon as he's ready. So I look forward to that. We both do, and I'm sure many of you do as well. All right, we've got a little clip here, a shorty, in which unfortunately accidentally rolled early. Sorry about the interruption there. But this is Geert Vandenbosch. And he's got something to say. What are we going to? It's short. It's a minute and 14 seconds. What are we going to hear?
It's basically confirming what we've been saying, that the vaxxed, those who have taken the injections, are now super spreaders of, and he says the virus, which is, you know, is quite possible. Mm-hmm. And they're asymptomatic, meaning they don't have any symptoms,
right.
And yet they're teeming with the virus.
Or it would have been nice.
And or the spike.
He should have included spike and mRNA in there, but whatever. Okay, here's a little short update from Geert. We haven't heard from him in quite a while. He's still very active. Here we go.
Remember, the end game was a herd immunity. That was the end game, right? That is the reason why we're vaccinating, unless my understanding is wrong. But what we are seeing right now is an increasing number of vaccinated people who are shedding virus, highly infectious strains. So this is exactly the opposite of herd immunity. Herd immunity is you vaccinate people or you immunize people and you diminish shedding to an extent that the likelihood that somebody who's not immunized gets in contact with the virus is remote. That is herd immunity. We are turning vaccine recipients into asymptomatic spreaders. And that is exactly the opposite. So where is this going to end? When is what is the perspective? Herd immunity? I mean, people may think my theory or my ideas or my scientific concepts are controversial, but there is one consensus. Everybody agrees that the vaccines will not be able to generate herd immunity. That is very, very clear. And that was the target of the vaccines.
Okay. There we go. Now, again, the virus is out there. The latest variant out of Omicron is supposedly, what was it originally called? Omicron XBB 6-1 or something?
Oh, yeah. There's been several iterations of it. But this is a subvariant of Omicron, supposedly a hybrid from two previous variants of Omicron. And they say it's more infectious. It doesn't seem to result in hospitalizations. But, it's I guess India is having a surge of about anywhere from 5,000 to 10,000 new cases a day. And prior exposure, antibodies from prior exposure or the vax don't seem to be protected. So even though you may have had Omicron in the past, doesn't mean that you won't be susceptible to this thing.
We do feel that the virus is out there, but shedding is the big issue here.
Well, I think if you are shedded on and you end up generating antibodies to the spike, then those antibodies will serve as Trojan horses when you encounter the virus.
Right.
In other words, they will glom on to the virus and allow it further entry into the body than if you didn't have those antibodies. They're called binding antibodies, but they're not neutralizing.
Okay, very good. Some of you remember the story about a week ago. It's still in the news. Oscar-winning actor Jamie Foxx was stricken by an unidentified medical emergency issue. And I get a note from Gary that the COVID bioweapon injected Oscar-winning actor Jamie Foxx is still in ICU from a rumored COVID-19 bioweapon injection issue. So he's still in ICU. Not good. That suggests heart, clot, brain, who knows? But another one going down. He may never recover. These people just don't get better. They usually don't get better. And I'm sorry to say that, but it's the truth. Okay. What's next? Let's see. I guess we should go take a look at some of our human chronicles here.
See what's
yeah. With them. All right.
Let's see.
I've got to pull it up here real quick. Okay, there it is. All right. Okay. April 17, April 14. We have three retinal detachments from April 14th. We've got a couple vision issues in addition to that. We can go into what you put together today, shedding through the walls. Now, that's interesting. Touch sensitization to shedding. That's interesting. Severe shedding. The whole shedding issue now is front and center, probably number one in terms of real danger. Yeah, the vaccine is still out there allegedly protecting from the virus and all that. We get the soap opera, the melodrama. The one thing George didn't say, and I wish he would have, is that this is not a vaccine. This is a bioweapon. This is a perfected bioweapon, a deployed bioweapon that is doing precisely what it was designed to do, and that's depopulate the planet and make people real sick. Think of all the money being made on all the tests. I keep repeating that, but it is the height of satanic evil to literally massacre hundreds of millions at the least of people, billions ultimately, and get rich doing it. And that's what the medical establishment's doing. And I must also compliment some really good people out there who are constantly reminding people about the truth regarding supplements and supplementations. And there are a lot of people out there hustling supplements that are doing it for the money. They're not ethical people. And it bothers me. They're taking advantage of people who are sick, who are sickly, who are afraid, who don't know what to do. And they're making a lot of money selling supplements that are really not necessary. We've made our recommendations clear in the past. We don't have a big superstore. We're not selling anything. And now we have this new one, and then I'm not trying to knock anybody, but the Wellness Company. It's a huge supplement mill. And these people are making a lot of money on it.
Well, that's going to be the rival to the FLCCC and the other one there, AFLD, America's Frontline Doctors. And I think there will probably be more simply because there are so many of these vax-injured people now that are wallowing in helplessness. They don't know where to go, who to turn to. They've been abandoned by conventional doctors.
Right. Absolutely. They get their 5 minutes in the office, and it says, "Well, we'll do some more tests." That's all they say.
They'll write a prescription for some of these, you know, ivermectin,
antidepressants too.
Antidepressants, that's a big one. Steroids, a medley of different pharmaceuticals that they're throwing at these vax-injured people, and you know, admittedly, they do help in some instances, but those are not curative.
No, they're symptomatic relief.
And I'm very suspicious of any protocol out there that doesn't have flush niacin as a fundamental because of the depletion that's happening with NAD that can only be restored with flush niacin because the other pathways using either the NAD precursors or niacinamide, they're broken. They're not working. Well, number one, the tryptophan pathway, that's called the de novo pathway, where you would be able to generate niacin from tryptophan that you eat. Tryptophan's an amino acid in the proteins that you eat. That's not working because of the spike protein interfering with the ACE2 in the intestinal tract.
Right.
And then the salvage pathway requires lots and lots of methyl groups. The salvage pathway is dependent on an enzyme that when it's in short supply when demand is high. And as the salvage precursors are waiting to be converted to NAD, they're using up methyl groups because on their own these precursors are toxic, and so the body attaches methyl groups to discard them in a non-toxic way. And so the third pathway uses flush niacin, nicotinic acid, and that's how you can regenerate your NAD. And without the NAD, you're not going to have ATP. You're not going to be able to repair your DNA. It's absolutely critical to overcoming this bioweapon illness.
Right.
And I don't see any protocols out there with the exception of Dr. Dimitri Katz using it.
No. Okay, we have about 8 minutes. Let's see what we can do here. Shedding through the walls. How about that?
Okay.
Good? Okay. First one. Is it possible to perceive someone who is gene therapied through a house wall? My neighbors were on holiday, which I didn't know. I felt better again. And now I suspect there might be a connection. We never have contact with vaccinated people apart from occasional short-term contacts with parcel delivery drivers and an organic food supplier. Today I'm feeling worse again. The bleeding is back, and I've just found out that my neighbors returned from holiday last night. There has been a foul smell emanating from their house for 2 years now. Actually, they are very neat and clean people. When our neighbor goes to his mailbox, we sometimes smell it through the tilted windows in our home. So this is another dimension. We think that these smells are becoming more common now, or at least commonly perceived by people. We're watching this very carefully. Go ahead.
Someone says to that, this has been our experience as well. We perceive our neighbors pretty strongly through the walls. It was pretty painful a couple months ago, but now it is not so strong. The foul smell emanates from our neighbors as well. It causes nerve pain, burning nose, and general malaise.
Wow. Amazing. Go ahead.
A third person says, yes, read my most recent post in here, and thank you for sharing. I had heart attack and stroke symptoms from sharing a wall with them and still have heart pain, shortness of breath, dizziness, and headache, depending on where they are in their house. I covered the wall with EMF shielding fabric, and it helped somewhat, but not totally.
This opens another door. Is it possible that the shedding is so small it actually works its way through a couple layers of drywall into another dwelling? That's a tough one.
I'm thinking that when these people are home or in a room that is next to the wall, the shared wall, maybe they are using devices, Bluetooth, phones, Wi-Fi, whatever, when they're in that room, and that's what's being felt. I mean, once you develop this EMF sensitivity, it's hell on earth. You cannot be around these frequencies because, well, they wreak havoc. The result of, it's believed to be the result of having a high burden of these paramagnetic inclusions in your cells, various types of conductive metals. It might be iron and copper, or it could be any number of other metals that can pick up these frequencies.
Yeah, well, you raise a good possibility here. Yeah.
But that's three different people. Reporting the same type of thing.
Yeah. Yep. Okay. Go ahead with permanent damage from shedding. Take that one. We'll work down from there.
All right. This is a question. So the shedding symptoms from the vaxxed to the unvaxxed are not permanently damaging? I'm asking because no one has ever been able to answer my question, and I have had several serious side effects from vax individuals. It's very scary and frustrating, to say the least. I'm wondering if any permanent damage has happened and if these symptoms are permanent.
Well,
possibly. Again, we have to think about the microclotting and the oxygen starvation that's happening.
Constant microclotting, constant oxygen starvation, constant death of cells that are shut off from red blood cells, bringing them what they need. All right, here's another one. I stayed with an old friend for a few days. He was jabbed 4 times and had a very slight cough and some sneezing. After 2 days, I began to shiver uncontrollably and went on to get the worst flu or cold type pathogen I have ever known. I am not jabbed or tested. Unfortunately, I did not realize that it could be the man-made killer, man-made people killer, and still don't know if it is, but it's still with me after 3.5 weeks. Unable to sleep at all because of the cough and the mucus. Started one of the ivermectin protocols too late, and now reluctantly I'm using doxycycline because I can't go on without sleeping. Don't know if it was shedding from the 4 times jabbed person, and it's strange that he was okay and not suffering the same symptoms as I was. So
that goes back to what Gert Vandenbosch was saying.
Same.
They can be carriers of the virus and not have any symptoms.
Yep. Okay, grab that shedding from close contact.
I simply went to visit my mom, gave her a kiss on the cheek, and hugged her once. My period started a week early after just hanging out in their house. Never had anything change the timing of my menstrual cycle in my entire 45 years prior, except for my 2 pregnancies. I hung out with her for a few days, slept over only one night. I petted a couple of her cats. She was vaxxed only once that I know of with Moderna, her boyfriend as well. Me and my kids are not jabbed.
Right, let's see what this one is. Hello, everyone. I think my family is suffering from vaccine shedding. I understand it is probably a very common question. However, what are some effective ways to detox from shedding? Unfortunately, we live with my father-in-law, who is quadruple vaxxed. living with someone who has taken four shots is not going to make things easy. My wife thinks I'm just a paranoid type, but I never get sick or get nosebleeds, and am currently going through both. Every time he got his shot, I suffered chest pains for a few weeks. Any assistance is greatly appreciated. So here's an unvaxxed woman. Oh, no, this is the guy. My wife thinks I'm paranoid. So the guy, every time the guy got a shot, nosebleeds, sick, chest pains. So that's suggestive of shedding, transmitting myocarditis, suggesting that that could be the cause of the chest pains. We don't know. I'm just guessing. But we know what chest pains mean. It usually means the heart's involved. And we know that everyone who's taken a shot is said to probably have one degree or another myocarditis, and they're in trouble.
Now, but you could get chest pains or heart pains, too, from microclotting. You know, the heart needs a good blood supply with oxygen to function. And, well, you know, like when somebody has angina, you take a nitroglycerin and you get oxygen flowing again, and then the pain calms down.
All true. Okay, that's going to wrap it for us for tonight. We got another hour to go for you. Father Paul Kramer is coming up next, and we'll be back with you live tomorrow night. Father Kramer is just from a couple weeks back. Our regular guest is not feeling well, so we'll listen to Father Kramer, who has always much to say. That's coming up next. Stay tuned.